You may have guessed from my coughing and from the quality of my voice that I'm dealing with a cold, which is a great personal tragedy for me, but a great benefit for you because the homily will be shorter. A couple of years ago, my last parish, I was doing a house blessing, and as part of it, you know, one of the people there asked me about confession. You know, Father, why do we have to go to confession to a priest and these kinds of things? And through the course of that conversation, he said, well, yeah, I mean, look, because I haven't been to confession in like 20 years, but I just don't think that I need to go. And I turned to his wife and I said, is that true? And she shook her head very slowly. No, Father. It's a good thing for us to remember, why are we here? Why are we here? We are here because we are sinners. St. Paul reminds us of this. He says, this saying is trustworthy and true. Christ came to save sinners. Christ came to save sinners. If I do not recognize myself as a sinner, then I don't have to be here. And I can go about my life. If I don't think that I've ever done anything wrong, then I don't need to be here. But if I'm gathered here, if you are here with us in this place this evening, it's because you, like me, are a sinner. And because you need God's grace, and you need his love, and you need his mercy, and you need his healing. We are sinners, and we need God to give us the healing that we desire. But when we recognize ourselves as sinners, oftentimes I think we don't want to do that because we think that we have to feel so bad about ourselves. We think that we have to say, oh, well, I'm such a terrible and horrible person. And that's what keeps people away from confession, is that they think that they have to sort of, you know, whip themselves and flagellate themselves in order to be marked and to be recognized as a sinner, and that this whole process is something that's very sad and very depressing. But what do we hear about from the Lord in the gospel? He tells us, how does God react when we recognize that we are sinners? God reacts with great rejoicing, not because we are sinners, but because then he can find us, because then he can take us to himself. Because if we are lost, then we can be found. But if we don't recognize ourselves as lost, if we stay away from that, then we don't give that same sort of joy to the heart of the Lord. What does he say again here? Giving the analogy of the shepherd finding the sheep. After finding it, he calls together all of his friends and neighbors and says to them, rejoice with me because I found my lost sheep. I tell you, in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. There is more joy in heaven over the sinner who repents than over the 99 who have no need of repentance. The same with the woman and the coin. In the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents. It brings great joy to the Lord. It brings great joy to the whole hosts of heaven as they cheer us on. They cheer us on when we make our way to confession. They cheer us on and they rejoice and celebrate when we find forgiveness from our sins, when we find the courage that we need to admit that we have faults and flaws and failings. So it's a difficult thing for us to grapple with, the fact that we have failed, the fact that we have sinned, but it should not lead us to despair. But instead, we should recognize the great joy, the great love, the great mercy of God, who rejoices when we repent. Let's make some time this week, this month, the next couple months, before the end of the year, whenever it is, but to bring joy to the heart of God by repenting, by making our way to that sacrament of reconciliation, giving joy to the Lord.